And we're joined now by Twin Cedars boys basketball coach Khalid Rodrigues on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And coach, it's been the Bluegrass Conference Tournament this week. And, well, you got to the semifinals and ran into the Moravia Buzzsaw. Let's just talk about that game Thursday night. Really kind of started on the wrong foot for you, and it never really could get back into the game, looks like.
No, we played really bad in the first half. I don't know if we were mentally checked out. I know a lot of my guys have been sick, and we're just not feeling the best, but we just had no energy, came out super flat, and the next thing you know, we're down 30. But to the boys' defense, they battled. They had a heck of a second half. We ended up outscoring Moravia by 18. If we could have came out with that energy, we would have had a really close game with them. And I think that's just one of those teams we're always going to have to be really mentally tough, and we're going to have to work on that.
What does Moravia do to that really gives a lot of challenges to their opponents?
They're physical. I don't say they do anything super special. They're physical. They rebound. Because like I said, we outscored them by 18 points in the second half and didn't let them score a point in the fourth quarter. It was really just they came down. We do not like physicality, and we just looked like we didn't want to be there, if that makes sense. And it was one of those ones where we got down 8-0, and I looked to my coach, my assistant, I'm going to call a timeout. And then we made a joke at the end of the game, like in the locker room. He goes, you know how you looked at me to call a timeout? I was like, yeah. He goes, well, what were you going to tell him? Make a basket? He said there was nothing you could tell them. They just came down. They were organized. They were prepared. Clint did a great job with them. And they just out-rebounded us. Every time we played them, we can't rebound with them. Like, and they're not super big. Declan does a heck of a job down there. I mean, they've got a couple of guys that are bigger than us, but we just, like, struggle to rebound. We miss assignments on defense. But to take nothing away from them, they were ready for us, and they came out ready, and we weren't. And they punched us, and we had no idea what to do. And we were frustrated and flustered. And I don't know if it's that building, but, man, we always play terrible over there at Seymour. And I don't know. We're going to have to figure out how to play good this weekend. Every time we go over to Seymour and play in that building, regardless of who we're playing, we struggle.
Talking to Khalid Rodrigues, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach on KNIA, KRLS, and Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. Your quarterfinal game, a lot better. And, a close game that you've actually finished off for once.
Yeah, you know what? We were up pretty much the whole game. At one point, we were up like 10 or 12. And then we just, kind of like we talked about off air, almost did the thing where we couldn't finish. And we were able to finish and keep that one a win. We're really good at giving games back to Mormon Trail. Like, we gave the one back to earlier this season. We did the same thing last year where we played with them. And then all of a sudden, we couldn't play basketball. And they got a little bit away from us, and we couldn't catch up. We did that when we beat them last year by 15. We get a lead, and then all of a sudden, we want to not know how to play basketball. So Mormon Trail, that guy over there does a great job. I don't know if he just has my number or the fact that we, in our head, can think we can only beat Melcher, Moulton, and Diagonal, which is not a way to have a winning program. But at the same time, that's always a fun game. So I hope that for, as long as I'm here, that we still keep having really good games with Mormon Trail. And like I told Clint after the game last night, I said, hopefully one of these days we'll be able to play a full game with you and not just a good couple of quarters.
You look, going into the third place game, how do you get your guys up to play that third place game when, that's no one's goal to play for third place in this tournament?
Honestly, man, it's just to get them with good energy, because I think we've talked about that bus ride there sucks. It's an hour and a half to go play at a neutral site. I think we were in good spirits to go in, so I'm thinking if we just do super, super, super duper energy before, lots of yelling and screaming tonight, the plan is just to rest a little bit, do some walkthroughs, watch a little film, and then tomorrow shoot around and get out there early. So I'm thinking we just do the same thing we've been doing. And as we've talked the whole time, because I haven't given you a clear answer on how we win basketball games in like a month, I asked the boys in the locker room, so what's the problem? They're like, we have no energy. I was like, okay, and what else? Physicality. And they're like, well, we're not being good teammates. I'm like, no, that's wrong. I've got three dudes on the bench cheering their butt off. for you guys to make them do something great, you got good teammates, right? They're being great teammates. And they're like, you're right, they're being great teammates. So we got to give them a reason to go. And you know what was crazy about it is I just think where we've come as a program, as a culture, in the 2 years I've been there, we were really struggling last night. And the fans started chanting for the boys, screaming for the boys. It was really nice to see they had our backs. And then when we got close and we started going on a little run in the second half, it was so loud in there. They wanted to get loud sooner. We didn't really give them a reason to. But once we did, it was fun. And if we can come out loud and fun, I think Lamoni will be a very competitive game. I also think Nesca will be a really competitive game. And the game we're all looking forward to is that Iowa Valley game in Penn. That's going to be fun at the college stadium, near the house, 15-minute drive. It's going to be fun next week. We're going to have a great next week. And in case you didn't know, we picked up Van Buren on February 9th.
Okay. All right. So you got extra games. You know, you had Lamoni earlier on in the season, a very competitive game, 69-65. What did you learn about Lamoni then that, you know, you might be able to exploit this time around?
Really, they have a phenomenal player in Peyton Scott, in my opinion. And I think everybody's going to agree. He's probably one of the best guards in the conference. Really, what you got to do is slow him down and keep the ball out of his hand. And we did that. I know if you look at the score, he still had 25 against us, but he had 25 because he's so crafty with his hands and had 4 or 5 steals at the top of the key that just led up to layups. If I can keep him from getting hot and getting downhill, we should be really good. But also, what's deceiving about that Lamoni game, at the end, it really wasn't that close because we were up 10 with like 2 minutes left, and they hit like 2 threes that didn't really hurt us from like – the volleyball line, so that's the 4. But at the end, that wasn't as close as it looked, but it was a great game. They gave us a really good matchup. How they beat us, and I don't think they'll beat us this time, is you've been there. We kind of get beat in transition quite a bit on the backside of a press. We have eliminated that by going to more of a soft zone coverage with multiple looks, and we're not getting beat in transition with that backside guy. So I think that change right there, I don't know what the player's name was, but number 34 ate us up with one-on-ones on Tobin. So I think if we can do that, we'll be really good. Oh, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Tobin McDaniel again because he played really good on Monday, and he had himself another double-digit game.
Best luck to you on Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, brother. Have a great weekend.
That's Khalil Rodriguez, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach, on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on 92.1 KRLS.